Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Everybody, it is June 29th. Here it is, Fightful Select, Fightful with Cresta and Iridian for AEW Collision. How is everyone doing? How are you doing, Iridian?
I'm doing so well. Super excited. Girls power trip tonight. There is no Rick. He's busy with his radio life, but it's okay because Cresta and I are going to cover everything that happened on Collision tonight. And I honestly feel like tonight was a show about us. It was a movie for us because there were so many women's matches. Yes. I was like immediately thinking about you. I said, oh my God, we spoke this into existence. It was us.
I loved this. And guys, if you loved this, don't forget to give us a thumbs up if you would like to get in on the conversation while we are live on the air. Don't forget to give us a super chat over here in the YouTube land or a humper chat. You head over to humperchats.com. You put in your dollar amount and your comment. It gives us a little bit more and we'll read it live on air. And Lewis will make sure that we read it all on air. Also, don't forget to subscribe to Fightful Select on Patreon, the best $5 in the business. There is a new interview out with Charles Carley, a WOS return. And of course, as always, ask Sean Ross Sapp. You get that for $5. But tonight, right now, we're going to talk about AEW Collision. What did you think of the show overall, Iridian, as the go-home show for Forbidden Door?
You know what? I thought it was a pretty good show. I was very entertained. The promos were killer. The picture-in-picture was given still a lot of action. So I was like not mad when they went to the picture-in-pictures. The matches were great. I honestly am very hyped for tomorrow. What did you think about it?
I am super hyped for tomorrow. My biggest complaint tonight was there was too much going on and not enough hand time. Not enough hand time.
You know what? That's crazy, right? Because they had a lot of backstage segments, which I thought were great. But then at the same time, I'm like, okay, we need to be fighting too, which is crazy because we complain a lot of the times that it's like, okay, we get it, but we need these stories to be built up. And tonight the stories were being built up. So I was like, okay, we're just going to have to get used to this because we don't really get this a lot from AEW, but I thought it was great.
Well, let's jump right into the first match. First of all, we started off with no bumper. Normally, they have people doing stuff. And then on a Saturday, we just said straight into a tag match with Orange Cassidy and Tomohiro Ishii versus TMDK, consisting of Shane Hayes and Robbie Eagles. I had never seen Robbie Eagles before this moment tonight. And that little man is fast, girl.
Not the little man. Not the little man.
Well, when you say it like that, listen, we love a short king. We love a short king, okay? But I've never seen this man before. He was so, so fast. That sequence between him and also, first of all, let me shout out Nigel McGuinness before this match even started was hating on Bryan Danielson. And like, yo, it wasn't even 5 minutes into the show. And he was like, yeah, that's why the leader of TMDK, Zack Sabre Jr., beat up Bryan Danielson. He's out of that conversation. Best wrestler in the world. I'm like, yo, bro, like, He's not even on the card tonight. Like,
like, bro, nobody even said Bryan Danielson, and you were the one to bring him up. Come on, Nigel.
If this isn't building to the retirement match of Nigel versus Danielson, I don't want it. I don't want it. Mm-mm. Anyway, let me give my love back to Mr. Robbie Eagle. He was going so fast between the rope movements, when he was back and forth between the ropes, that Herman Carrana with no hands was chef's kiss. I'm just going to cut right to the finish because, again, my problem tonight was I'm trying to write and look. It was the worst in the best way. We get a beach break on Robbie Eagles for Cassidy to win. But this is after T and DK have tried to cheat. The Stone Pitbull, they did everything they could to make sure Orange Cassidy could not tag in, which I think was smart because Orange Cassidy, as we talk about later in another segment, he is stressed. This man is at his limit. Do you have any spots with this match that you're like, Cresta, you forgot about this?
No, I thought this was really, really good to open up the show. I thought that beach break that Orange hit at the very end was spectacular. It was so clean. And I said, okay, Orange, that was right there when I knew that he was stressed. He's trying to get the match done. He's trying to clock out to rest up for tomorrow. So shout out to Orange Cassidy because he's amazing. But Zack Sabre Jr., man, I'm really excited about that match. And TMDK, they did great. They really did great. And I don't think that this is the last time we're going to be seeing them on Collision. I think they might be frequent, especially after Zack Sabre Jr. On Sunday. So we're excited. I'm excited over here.
I'm excited as well. We do have our first super chat. Thank you, Matthew Hooks, for saying four women's matches on a pay-per-view. Also the Jay White promo. Well, we're going to get to that because Jay White said, I'm cooking you, old man. I've had it tonight.
That is insane. As soon as I saw that, I said, I can't wait to talk about this with Cresta. Can't wait.
We also have a humper chat from JC. Thank you so much, JC. He says, mark my words, Orange Cassidy has been Bruce Bannering us, the Hulk, for those of you who don't know, the whole time, always walking away with a backpack over his shoulder. I don't know how you want us to do the do-do-do, but I'm going to do do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. I know that's not how you meant it, but that's what I'm giving auntie today, you know, so that's what you're getting. Next, we have a...
Breathe. We gotta breathe. It's happening.
Tony Khan, nasty work, what you're about to do. But I live. We got a video package of a young man, of Hangman. I gave away the joke. Damn it, Cresta, you suck. We got a video package of Hangman coming back. And I'll just go skip to the fun part. It starts off with Swerve cutting a promo, like reminiscent of him cutting a promo on the baby. And you've got Hangman just sitting there, the back of it, very clearly a cowboy. He's back drinking. Now, I'm going to make a very dated joke. If you are old enough to remember, 10 points to the house of your choice. But there's a song by Pearl Jam called Jeremy, and all I could think of is, Hangman is drinking again, because it's about to go down. What do you think of this, Iridia? And I hope you say what I think you're going to say, because I feel like we're sisters.
I'm ready for Hangman to come and literally destroy everything. You know, Jack Perry set himself on fire. The things that Hangman is going to do when he returns is going to be 10 times that. Okay. And he's going right for Swerve, as he should. Okay. Because we did not get that feud finished. Mm-hmm. Hangman is coming for that championship, and I'm ready. I'm putting my cow hat on. Let's go.
This ain't Texas.
Yeehaw. Yeehaw. Okay.
This is hot girl summer. So the South is winning, right? Well, not, you know what? Never mind. That's joke.
Now, do we think Hangman is going to show up at Forbidden Door tomorrow and cost Swerve that championship? Or do we think he's helping Swerve win to then fight Swerve for that title? What's going to happen?
Let me give you the true nasty work.
Okay.
Hangman is coming in as a wild card entrant to beat the shit out of Jeff Jarrett after we began to love him. And now we're all going to hate Hangman. That's nasty work, Tony Khan.
But for the two weeks that we liked Jeff Jarrett?
Yup.
That's it.
Yup. Yup. That. How do you? We everybody instantly. Jeff Jarrett has screwed people over for the past 30 years, and now we love Jeff Jarrett. Mm. Who better to come in to get a title shot at Wembley after you screwed me over? After everyone's pulled it, that was Owen Hart's bestie from the Testie, a drunk cowboy. That's nasty work, Anthony Khan. But I live. That's my prediction. That's nasty work, but that's my prediction.
That's crazy. If that happens, that is genuinely insane. I do think in whatever capacity that Hangman is getting involved tomorrow and that he's showing up in Chicago. Okay. Hangman, see you at the arena. See you at Wintrust, sir. I will be there.
Listen, Drew and Chad said that's nasty work. That is, I didn't want to skip ahead, but we're going to skip ahead to that Jeff Jarrett promo real quick. Because like, honestly, my note literally is that's nasty work, Tony. He was like, they had Karen Jarrett say, you know, he never had a friend like Owen. Jay Lethal's like, not in character. Like, yeah, he got so excited to talk about his friend. And I'm like, yo, everybody's rooting for Jeffrey Jarrett. And what are you going to do?
That's you're so gonna, crazy.
You're going to so have crazy. This drunk cowboy beat the brakes off him.
You know what? What's crazy is that after this promo, I liked Karen a little bit. I said, what is going on? What is going on? I'm genuinely confused.
Tony Khan is cooking. And I can't wait. That's nasty work. But you know what? This is sports entertainment. Mm-hmm. I know that sounds wrong. I'm praying on this man's downfall. But that is truly irony. The one time everybody universally is like, you know what? Come on, Jeff Jarrett. You give us a drunk Hangman Page who's had it.
Hangman is going to be iconic. I'm ready for the looks. Do you remember when he wore his little butterfly pants? He was coming out in the fits. Heel Hangman is also going to serve fits. I know this. I just know. I'm ready for it.
I don't know who people are going to boo more, him or Jack Perry, but this is going to be.
We need the hair care routine, okay? Hangman is going to be back as a heel. He's going to join the Elite. And are you going to have two curly-haired men? And we need the routine because I know they both deep condition, okay? I know.
This is peak wrestling. We eating good. But let me tell you where we didn't eat good. Hi, guys! Yo, bro. All right. If I ever go into a room and I'm hanging out with someone and someone enters the room, I'm leaving immediately. I don't know about you, but Christopher Jericho, can I talk to you? Come to the front. Bring your friends too. First of all, harassing that young man about his arm tape, mm-hmm. to then go harass the trainer, and then for Brian Keith to be like, I'm leaving here with something. This was the only time tonight that this was funny, though. I gotta
really?
Say.
You liked it tonight?
This was the only time.
Okay.
The first time was funny. The second time I was like, all right, the third time when he found Joe, oh yeah.
I am having a hard time, and that's maybe because Chris Jericho is not for me, but I'm not his target demographic. Mm-hmm. I am having a hard time liking these segments.
Oh, no, don't get me wrong. I'm not a fan either, but the first one was funny because how you say take one and how you encouraging to steal it until we
that's crazy.
That was crazy.
Where he was like, you can always take one and it's for free. And I'm like, what is going on here? What did I think was going to happen? Brian taking it, that was hilarious because
taking
that would
the whole
be me.
Box
because that would have been me.
Raise your hand if you've ever taken office supplies.
You take a little something from work every now and then. I feel like we all do it.
They're gonna order it again from you, line.
Yeah.
But this was this one was funny. We then go into Stephanie Vaquer. Am I saying her last name right? Is it Vaquer or Vaquer?
Yeah, it's Vaquer is in Spanish. You said it right. And then in English, it's Vaquer. You got it in both languages.
Period. I'm not trying to do what they even do it on commentary. Just
all right.
Versus Lady Frost. Mercedes was on the outside. This match. Okay. I am not familiar with Stephanie's work. Mm-hmm. But when I tell you, when she started headbutting Lady Frost, I was like, yo, this girl is a problem. What are they doing down there in CMLL? What's happening? Like, these luchadores is different. She's built different. She just took this girl, was like, no, you are getting down. I was like, Mercedes, I predict Mercedes to win. Mm-hmm. However, this is not going to be free by any means. That the first 5 seconds, even with the into the rope run, into the STF, that STF looked like she was just rolling this girl up like pretzel dough. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Yeah. The cannonball, I will say, from Lady Frost to Stephanie in the corner was crisp, clean. And that kick to that kick to Lady Frost's face when she tried to do that handstand, and Stephanie was like, knock it off, and stared at Mercedes. I was like, yo, this match tomorrow is going to slap. What did you think of this, Iridian?
I'm so excited. This is the match that we want. Stephanie, I feel like a lot of people, this was like their first introduction to Stephanie in the ring. And she showed up and showed out. People, I hope after tonight, are like, you know, Stephanie, I was unfamiliar with your game. So sorry. Now I know. I got to put you up on top because she does not play.
The headbutt still send me. I've never seen a girl just say, like, yo, I've had it with you. I'm like, yo.
And Mercedes being ringside, that was so diabolical. I feel like she went out there and she's like, I'm going to distract her. This is it. I'm going to get in her head. Stephanie was having none of it. Okay. She said, yeah. I don't play these type of mind games. I'm here to fight. So
also, Lady Frost was having none of it too. Cause she's like, soften her up for me. And Frost's like, I'm not doing this for you. Get out of here.
She's like, why are you here? This is our time. And yeah, we love Lady Frost. We're always super excited when she comes out. But literally, with Stephanie in that ring, she had no shot. I feel like I knew that this was not going to end well for Lady Frost. That kick was insane. When Lady Frost was out there trying to do her little handstand on the apron, Stephanie was like, nope, not today. Boom. In the face.
That was up there with Samoa Joe walking away. Why would I stand there? Why would I let you do that?
That was like Keith Lee yeeting Adam Cole Bebe into the crowd. That type of impact. That was genuinely insane.
I lived. We do get the, I don't know what Stephanie's finishing move. I've said the Falcon Neck Breaker because that looked gnarly, bro. And she gets the win. And Mercedes gets in the ring, takes off her shoes. I'm like, oh, so we about to fight. You gonna fight in that little dress? Okay, I respect it. Come on, girl. But Stephanie's like, I have better things to do. See you, boo. So Mercedes is like, okay, whatever. And then here comes her tag partner. I hope I say her name right, too. Zooksies.
Mm-hmm. Zooksies.
Mm-hmm. Come on, Krusty, learn it today. We gonna learn today. Zooksies come out. I remember her match last week. Zooksies like, I'm getting my lick back. And then they jump Mercedes. Mercedes hits a backbreaker, but it's not enough. I mean, I know Mercedes gonna win tomorrow. I wouldn't be mad if Stephanie won tomorrow. I would be like,
craziness. I'm rooting for Stephanie. No shade to Mercedes. I love Mercedes. I just know this match is going to be so, so good. Whoever wins this match, I guess it'll be well-deserved because though I'm rooting for Stephanie because she was just so amazing tonight, man, I don't see them taking that title off of Mercedes. I feel like she's too hot right now. But also, I feel like it's not fair to Stephanie. Like, Stephanie has had that championship and she's run CMLL so, so great. I just don't know. I don't know if it's time. I feel like it's a timing issue for me. But man, I'm very excited about this match. I think it's going to be top three matches of the night for sure.
Forbidden Door is going to slap tomorrow. I might take next week off because I'm going to lose my voice. Like, I already know it, man. We haven't even gotten to the meat match yet. Mm-hmm. And y'all know how I feel about meat. Next, we have the Lucha Brothers with a special announcement. But before the Lucha Brothers can even get to that, here comes L.I.J. Great. And at first, I was like, what's transpiring here? What's happening here? Because there's only two Lucha Bros. And they talk about Death Triangle. And I know Pac is out there doing stuff. So they say L.I.J. versus Death Triangle, with Pac being focused on the Owen Hart tourney. They're now going to be teaming with Mystico, and they're going to be facing L.I.J., I think, tomorrow at Forbidden Door. Yeah. Which, no build, that match is going to be.
Please. Exactly. When they were just, I was like, oh, this happening tomorrow? Period. I need to see it. I'm here for it. Hiromu was having a panic attack. He was like, Mystico? Mystico's going to be here? Oh my. He's like, this is going to be great. I'm so excited.
Fanboying.
Which made me excited. I was fangirling. I am here for this match. And I do respect the fact that they were like, hey, you know, Pac's going to be doing his own thing right now. It's okay. We'll find somebody. Don't worry. We will meet you in that ring. That's all I need. I'm seated.
Come on now. I cannot stress how much I'm going to lose my voice tomorrow, man. And this is like, and this is something like with respect to Death Triangle, I expect this to be on a pre-show. No shade. No shade.
Okay. Yeah.
Sorry about the burp, y'all. I can't feel my heart. Next, we have Serena Deeb versus Kelly Madden. Before I could finish this girl's name, her match was over. Oh, Lord.
That's crazy. I was like, okay, we're getting another women's match. Love to see it. And Serena went into it very, very confident. She was like a bright energy tonight, which I'm like, this is new. I feel like she usually comes and it's a little tougher energy. So she looked great. She had a great finisher. And then she went and she grabbed the mic. And I honestly was expecting Britt Baker. Could have just been me, but Riho came out and I said, okay, Riho, serve. Love you. 10 out of 10. But I was expecting Britt. I don't know what made me think that, but I don't know.
I'm gonna be real with you. Mm-hmm. What the hell is happening? Oh, my microphone. Sorry, y'all. I'm sorry, y'all. My microphone just said, I don't want to. I'm so sorry.
Technical difficulties.
The only note I have from the match itself was a very bad joke from Nigel saying, if you get anything about canned meat from Tony Schiavone,
it's don't spam.
It. It's spam. I wanted to be like, yo, Nigel, come outside. I just want to talk.
It took me 2 seconds after he said that. I was like, there's no way you just made a meat joke, sir. There's no way. And he did during the women's
match. Nigel McGuinness is the best, worst commentator. truly. Yeah. Riho coming out is great because I think Serena D versus Riho is great. Riho has plot armor and you cannot convince me differently. Riho, Johnny Gargano, and his wife, what is her name? Candice LeRae. Mm. You cannot knock those people out. I've literally seen Riho get beat up and get up like, it's a flesh wound. What up? So this is going to be a good match because like I think a lot of people underestimate Riho because of her size. I know I have before in the past, but you literally cannot knock that girl out. So good luck.
Yeah.
Good luck. I would like to bring up another super chat that we got, which leads us to our next segment that says, Chris Jericho's target audience is Chris Jericho.
Period. Thank you for answering that for me because like I said, I don't think I'm his target audience, but I also don't think I've met someone who is his target audience.
We're going to follow that with something sweet from Just Ricardo saying, hi, Cresta and Iridian. Y'all beautiful as always. Hello, my fellow colliders in chat. I'm at work. We'll see you later tonight. Have a good stream. Thank you, Ricardo. We needed that shot. We got to shoot it back and shoot it forward. You know what I mean?
Goodbye.
Because we get another Chris Jericho segment. And literally, I became that meme after this where it was like, so we had a squash women's match to have another Chris. Same shit, goddamn different thing. I was so mad. Then we go to commercial to another Chris Jericho segment. I was fuming. At this point, I was ready to walk to wherever. I was ready to walk to Buffalo. I was mad. When they opened up the closet and they saw Samoa Joe, I said, yes.
I said, hallelujah. Finally, people with some sense. Let's rock.
Bro, that was the funniest segment because he did that. Hi, guys. I'm like, oh, my God, get out of here. And then when you open the door, you see Hook and Samoa Joe like, what up? Like, I popped hotter than Eddie. It's literally you in the wrong hood.
Wrong door.
Wrong queen. They beat these men up. From the beginning of that segment to the end of that segment to when they got out to the ring and everything was going sweet until a wild Jeff. First of all, Brian Keith, ain't you injured? What was you doing, baby? What was you doing, baby? You should have fled. You see the way Chris Jericho fled? You should have done the same. Mm-hmm. You should have left. But Jeff Cobb coming out? Where's that super chat? Because I see you. Where's that super chat?
Mm-hmm. That's crazy. I said, sir, what are you doing here? This is not your show. But then at the same time, I was like, I'm here for it. It's the Forbidden Door weekend. Anything can happen. And I needed that to happen.
that was something I needed to have happen. And honestly,
me.
Yo, 10 points to whatever house for whatever promotion starts the meat division. There's too many meaty men in across all of y'all promotions that y'all don't have a super meat division. You're all pissing me off. You're all pissing me off.
Look at the chat. Andrew said that was a calculated jumping by those men.
That was a gooning. That was a mob squad. That was.
It was.
You know what that was? You forgot to take the chicken out the freezer.
Oh my God.
You ate dad's plate. You ate dad's plate. That's what that was. You ate dad's plate. That was great. Jeff Cobb and them stand tall. I got to give a shout out to Big Bill smiling in the camera at the end like this.
Like everything was okay.
What a clown. I can't wait for Samoa Joe to put that man specifically in a muscle buster because that's going to make me pop. I'll explode. Because he's 7 feet tall and you can't teach that.
Yeah.
All right. Now we go backstage to what the segment we alluded to earlier. We already did this, but I'm just saying, Orange Cassidy is stressed. He can't put his hands in the pockets. Orange Saber Jr. Zach Saber Jr. patted him on his head and said, I already won. He's in my brain, so I know he's in your brain. Iridian, what are your thoughts? If you're Orange Cassidy right now, what's going on, man? You heel turning or what?
That's crazy. He looked winded. He looked stressed. He had bags under his eyes. Sir, get some rest. Take a nap. Zack Sabre Jr. kept calling him darling. He kept like touching him. I said, oh my God. Orange is going to explode. This man is going to become pulp. Tomorrow, we are going to see a crazy match between these two. I think this is the one that I'm looking forward to the most, which is crazy. But I love Zack Sabre Jr., but I also really love Orange Cassidy. And I know what they can both do in the ring. So looking at them, it's going to be phenomenal. It's going to be magic. The ring might go on fire. Who knows?
Again, if you guys don't hear from me next week, it's because I died at Forbidden Door. I walked through the Forbidden Door. I didn't come back out. Because this match is going to be disrespectful levels of technical wrestling. And I think is it just me? Am I reading too much into this? But I've noticed Orange Cassidy has been talking more in his promos. Mm-hmm. He started wearing darker color jeans. Mm-hmm. I feel there's a blood orange on the rise.
Well, he doesn't have friends anymore to talk for him. He's got to get on that mic.
She said, you got to talk now, baby. You got to talk. Speaking of things being squashed or pulp.
Oh, my God.
Poor Kevin Blackwood. Now, let me say this. I frequent House of Glory, where Kevin Blackwood also frequents. He is so good.
That's crazy. You know what? If Rick would have been here, he would have called him like a jobber or something. And that's crazy. Kevin Blackwood, I was so excited to see in that ring because I was like, oh my God, I know that guy.
I know that guy.
I know him. I see him around. I've been in the indie shows. He's there. 1 out of 10.
I'm hip.
I got it. I know who that is.
And I'm like, oh, it's going to be a good match. And then it said, Hechi said, I was like, oh no.
I think this happened last week too. We're like, oh, great. And then Hechi said, I'm like, oh my God. So sorry. Hechi said, oh, is the guy, okay? I feel a little scared for MJF tomorrow because he is going to be flipping him around and bending him and just craziness.
Even if MJF wins, I don't think he wins. I'm gonna be real with you.
Feel it the next day for sure. Feeling it the next day.
Just for context, this man gets Kevin Blackwood. I hope that check was worth it because the disrespect, you deserve better, okay? He had this man in the Venus de Milo damn near with his arms waving back here. Your arm ain't supposed to stretch like that. That man, he didn't even tap. He said, please help. Yes, yes.
I hope they paid that man before he got into that ring, okay? He needed that money because, oh my God. The way that you said, oh, we're not let go. I was like, is somebody going to come out? I was expecting Danny Garcia to show up and help him. That was too long that he had him in that hold.
Disgusted. That's my answer. Guys, we're going to take a quick palate cleanser off of that one. We are going to show an ad from our sponsor, Bet Online. And it's a safe bet when you choose these guys.
Hey guys, I'm here to tell you about betonline.ag, the official betting partner of Fightful. It's not just an online platform. They've been trusted for over 25 years. They boast a focus on the player approach and have built their reputation on offering their clients nothing but the best. From cutting edge technology to enticing promotions and the latest sports betting odds. Whether it be wrestling, MMA, boxing, or football, baseball, basketball, or racing, anything you can think of. All major sporting events are covered by betonline.ag. Fast payouts, highest credit card acceptance industry-wide, safe and secure online environments, and their live betting feature allows you to bet on your favorites weekly and easily and in real time. betonline.ag. That's where we're going at Fightful. That's where we suggest you go as well. That's where we get all of our odds at. betonline.ag. Only bet what you can, and please bet responsibly.
Bet responsibly. Don't bet your house.
Don't do it.
Don't do it. Like that's not responsible, okay? What was irresponsible? What's this next promo? I had to laugh. Let me get it out because I'm trying to be professional.
Here we go.
For a year and some change, the patriarchy has been terrorizing Collision. So we got a backstage promo with Lexi Nair and the patriarchy. And the first thing, Christian Cage, I've been carrying this company. Look at my son. Look at my wife. Look at my dinosaur. So as he's going in to filleting himself, as you will, the bang bang came out. Now here's where Crest the Star had a crisis of conscience, because both of these teams get on my nerves. But I thought I'd never say this. I want the Bang Bang Gang to win. Oh my God.
Okay, we're on the same page, the same wavelength. Jay White cooked Christian tonight, okay? Sorry, Christian, you gotta take a step down because Jay White had the guns tonight, okay?
He
was like...
He spoke to Kendrick Lamar before he came out there. Like,
it was insane. The fact that he was like, oh, you got your wife and you got your dinosaur, can't tell them apart.
And then when Luchasaurus started to buck up, he's like, calm down, wife. I was like, yeah!
That was craziness, okay? Jay White, he was ready. And I was on the floor.
And then, trigger warning, not the fetal, alcohol. He was like, it's a shame your mother drank so much during the pregnancy. I was like, Jonathan Whiteman, you have to leave. You need to go right now. I'm calling the police. That was unnecessary roughness, 10 yards.
And you know what's crazy? All he really did was stoop to the level of Christian, because Christian been saying craziness this whole time. So now Christian getting a little of it back. And I was like, oh my God, panicking. It's crazy.
It was so good. Christian, who always got something to say, was left. The woman was too stunned to speak.
He didn't say anything. And then they just cut it. They said, all right, next spot. We're moving on with the show.
I could not believe. Like, you ain't had nothing. None of y'all ain't had nothing. You gonna let that man be digging? You gonna let that man verbally assault you and walk off like that?
He was so shook. He didn't even swing. He didn't do anything. No reflex at all. Because he's not used to it.
Bro, what kind of father says I quit?
Genuinely insane. Jay knew that he was going to go out and do that. He was like, I'm ready. Just give me the mic. I'm ready for it.
When Christian Cage is too stunned to speak, you ate that.
Ate that.
He had nothing to say. He had nothing to say.
No, Jay White really went out there and reminded people. He's like, you think Christian is good on the mic? You forgot about me. You forgot about me, and I'm going to show you tonight. And he did. He did.
They forgot about Dre. We got, I'm going to try to pronounce your name. Destry Fajel. I hope I said your name right. Please correct me phonetically. You want to try that, Everton? You want to try that?
I think that's what.
That's crazy.
This, I think you got it.
They said this too. I was just saying, it's Shingo Bryan for me, but also Sabre Orange Cassidy will slap too.
So
this
good.
Whole card, There's not a flop on this card. There's no flops on this card, honey. There's no flops on this
card. And 0 Hour is also going to be so, so good. We're going to be sitting on a couch. Well, I'm going to be sitting on a couch for like 7 hours tomorrow watching this pay-per-view. I know you're going to be there in person. The energy, I just feel like it's going to be unmatched.
Unmatched. We had a good unmatched energy. Hold on, I got to burp. And I don't like burping in the mic, so I'm not that girl. Sorry, professionalism at its finest, ladies and gentlemen. We had the Battle of Buffalo, two Buffalo natives and Daniel Garcia and the Butcher. I'm going to be real with you. Mm-hmm. I know the Butcher was still here.
Goodbye. You said
this match was a slapper. This match was a slapper, but I was like, get your TV time, baby. Come on now. But then he went out and put on a slapper. So now it made me do like, what are we doing with the Butcher? What's happening here?
Yeah. A lot of missed opportunities with the Butcher and the Bunny and the Blade, you know, they just kind of got caught up and lost in the sauce in all of the AEW talent. But the Butcher tonight was like, oh, y'all forgot about me? I'm going to show you why you should not forget. And he did, because he was putting Danny through it. But Danny was not backing down, which I was like, as you should not, Danny.
Period.
Your hometown, this is your show, sir. Steal it.
Steal it, steal it. The true New York way, steal it. I will say, Butcher was putting him through it. When he wasn't giving, like, he wanted Danny Garcia to give him 140%. If the lariat was off even by a sec, you heard, nope. I'm like, what are you, an anime villain? Like, it wasn't comical, but it was like, this is good shit, pal. Like, just yelling someone no again. I'm like, Am I in conducting school? Am I in band again? Like, Jesus Christ Almighty. This was a good, good, stiff match. And I liked at the end, the sign of respect. Danny Garcia does get a win. Did he win with a pile driver? Because I literally wrote down and looked up and it was over.
I'm not sure, but I liked that at the beginning of this match, the crowd was chanting, both these guys, both these guys, because they're both from Buffalo. So I was like, oh, that's nice that you put the two Buffalo guys, but you got to have people choose. But no, the crowd was like, no, we are for our guys. And Excalibur was like schooling people on commentary. He was talking about how was wearing his old gear from when he first started wrestling. And I appreciated that because I did not know that. The Butcher just next to Danny was just so huge. That was just unbelievable.
When he slammed Daniel Garcia into that barricade at the beginning of the match, I was like, yo, he's dead.
Call it.
Yo, ring the damn bell. Call it. Daniel Garcia is tough. He He's one of those wrestlers where you look at like, yo, this guy gets a Jeff Cobb or gets a Butcher. You're like, yo, pray for this man. But he won. But I'm like.
Yeah. And Danny going up to his family right at the beginning, I thought that was such a really sweet moment too. And then immediately, I don't know if you noticed, it's the camera cut to Daddy Magic, who was on commentary. Daddy Magic looked like the proudest dad. He was like, my kid is out there.
Wait, is Daddy Magic from Buffalo too? Is he from Canada?
I don't know. Somebody chat. Tell us where Daddy Magic is from. But man, he was
a good match.
Proud. Yeah.
I'm so happy that Daniel Garcia is getting a push. I do like Daddy Magic on commentary for him. Mm-hmm. I don't like when they use Daddy Magic as fodder because that's not nice. Going out there with Tate ribs and getting beat up. I'm calling the cops. Have Nigel do it. Make Nigel do
it. Nigel call the cops?
No, make Nigel go and wrestle in Daddy Magic, please. Not Nigel call the cops. Nigel call the cops.
Oh man,
we're clouds. I love wrestling. Who doesn't love wrestling? After this match, we do get Lexi Nair with Will Ospreay. Mm-hmm. Before Will Ospreay could say two things, here comes Don Callis. Don Callis is like, yeah, this is what we're gonna do. We're gonna cheat to win in front of the camera. I'm like, yo, my guy, yeah, like, so the cameras are off, like, you're not even trying. And Will Ospreay is like, listen, bruv. I don't need your help, bro. I did it. I'm not gonna do that. Listen, I don't want to. No. Our British viewers right now, Cressa.
No, they're like, cut it, Cressa.
My apologies to the UK crowd. I'm sorry, but yeah, no, like he was like, bro, I don't need your help. However, Kyle Fletcher, I'm gonna need you because this boy later on at this weigh-in, which AEW weigh-ins.
Oh.
Listen, I stopped my show. It's not my show. I'm just here to critique it. It's not my show. He tests him going. I'm like, okay, cool. Everybody's like, Don Callis, what are you doing? And then you see a random hand. I said, that's Roosh. Unless it's Andrade. And I don't think. I would be gagged if that was Andrade. I think I would laugh. I would laugh. I would just laugh. I would just laugh. I would just laugh. Because what else am I supposed to do in that moment?
I'm dead at you immediately knowing it was Roosh. Because I was like, whose hand is that?
I mean, the only reason, I feel, let me say the only reason, because I think you weren't here last week. Mm-hmm. He has spoke to Roosh after Roosh lost his match to MJF, and he was like, hi, Lusa, MJF, MJF's a bum. Mm-hmm. I mean, Roosh was pretty much calling MJF a bum. Like, not saying he was calling him, but the way that he was mad after that match, like, how'd I lose to this guy? I can't, this guy, this is your guy, the guy that I, and you know, Don Callis was like, listen, let me talk to you. Let me talk to you.
Goodbye. All right.
Guys, we're hip. We're hip. So yeah, Roosh pulls up and then they cut to commercial. We come back and it's Lexi Nair. Lexi Nair was on her job tonight.
I said, oh my God, did they give an outfit change at least? Like she's working overtime.
Listen, if y'all need somebody else to hold the microphone, what, so Lexi Nair could get a load off, Crystal Starr and Iridian are right here now.
Can you imagine you holding it right in front of Christian, me right in front of Jay White?
Fired the next day, jail the next day.
We're looking at each other while they're roasting. Like, oh my.
We can, Lexi Nair backstage with Jack Perry, who, I mean, I get it. I didn't agree to this match, and I think it's malarkey that I have to participate. So I personally won't be participating. And Christopher Daniels says, not on my watch. So listen, if you don't want to participate, that's fine. But you're not participating tomorrow, so.
So what's it gonna be? Mm-hmm.
What you gonna do, brother? he had a whole couple of matches to think about it. After that, we get Hikaru Shida versus Deonna Purrazzo, and I was like, still my beating heart. Three women's matches.
I know. Honestly, we were fed so well tonight. I was thinking, I think during this match, I was like, is this movie about us? Because you know, we're always talking about, like, we want to see the women. We want to see Deonna. We want to see Tony. Like, we are getting the women. And I said, this movie is about us.
It is. It was for us, by us, made for us. You, Tony Khan, thank you for watching the show. We know you're a fan.
Thank you, Tony. Amazing.
Honestly, this match was great. This was the qualifier for the Women's Owen Hart Tournament Cup. I'm sorry, there's a lot of tournaments. My apologies, AEW. Now, I am a Deonna Purrazzo stan. I wanted Deonna Purrazzo to win.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, you guys don't be cowards. I'm also thinking, okay, Sheeta's a team player. Sheeta be putting girls over. Deonna Purrazzo didn't win. And listen, I'm going to hit you guys with the facts. I'm going to give you my opinion. There was a lot of stiff arm strikes on the outside. I mean, there was a lot of stiff arm strikes in the ring. There was a dive outside onto Deonna from Shida. There was a deep Fujiwara armbar. But Hikaru Shida gets to the ropes. And then, Shida turns that into a falcon arrow, but it's only two. What ends up happening is, after that, Shida snaps up and hits Deonna with the katana for the win. What are your thoughts on this?
This is crazy. I wanted Deonna to win too. I love Shida. Shida is the girl, okay? And she has been, like, her reign as AEW Women's Champion, I thought was, like, a little simmered down. But she was a great champion regardless. And I was like, okay, I'm not mad at it, but I love Deonna. I've grown to just love Deonna so much in her AEW run, and I feel like she should have been champion already.
I agree.
Okay, I feel like maybe this was going to be like her way in. It's okay. I'm not mad at it. They had a fantastic match because, like I said, I thought this collision was for us. And I know this isn't the last time we're going to see them both in the ring, so I'm ready for that, but a little disappointed in this one.
I am too. Like, I'm not going to hold you. I'm spoiled when it comes to watching Deonna, seeing her run on TNA over the past 2 years, knowing what she can do, knowing technically what she can do. It's kind of frustrating that you brought her over here, kind of like Taya, for what? I feel like Tiffany Pollard from Flavor Flav. Why'd you bring me back, Flav? To open up the same wound, Flav? Like, She should like TBS champion or something. Like, there's no reason. And that's the same way I feel about Thunder Rosa. But I also feel like that speaks to the talent and the caliber of talent on the roster of AEW. There's a lot of talented women. There's a lot of deserving women. And I saw someone in chat saying this is why they need a tag division. We finally got three matches. Slow down.
Slow down.
Like, we got tag medals one time, and that was it.
Do you remember when AEW was like first starting and they had a women's tag tournament? And it was for, I don't remember what it was for.
It was for those medals that Ivelisse and Diamante won. I remember.
Yeah. And then they just never did anything in the tag team, in the women's tag division. I'm just like, come on, you had so many teams that could possibly have come from that. Like Anna Jay and Ty worked so good together. And I'm like, oh, there was just so much untapped potential in that. And I always wanted them to refinish. Who knows? Ty could come back and they could maybe do something, but they just won't do it yet.
Maybe time constraints. Listen, I'm always trying to find the positive. I'm very Care Bear Cresta. I'm going to say maybe it's time. Maybe it's this. Mm-hmm. And I'm queen of, you know, maybe if we book the men the way we book the women, maybe y'all.
I mean, we get something. Who knows? But today was a great collision. And I hope that we get more of them like this, because it just felt balanced. You're just like, oh my yes. God, I'm seeing more women. And you're just like, oh my God, yes. But like, I'm seeing also great men's matches. So
yes.
I thought it was a great collision. Maybe one of the best collisions that they've had in months. Maybe
this was a good go-home show. This was a good go-home show. We got Distri. I hope I said your name again right. Please, I love you. I respect you. I think you're fantastic. Thank you for supporting us. They say Deonna will shine in her feud with Thunder Rosa. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. And again, this goes back to the caliber of talent. Like, the Thunder Rosa is somebody else. Like, why is she not champion? We're going to get into why she's not champion. We get to that Toni Storm promo in a minute. We have another super chat. Thank you guys so much from Kamal Stevens saying, respectfully, not everyone need a belt. Deonna is cooking with one that's one. Am I dyslexic? Yes. Deonna is cooking with one that's with division needs. Am I dyslexic? Can I not read?
Maybe they meant cooking without one. That's what the division needs. But okay, the way that they brought Deonna in, we were like, oh my God, yeah, she's going to be champion. And then Toni won. And then that's the same thing that they did. I forgot who they brought before that. But also, they did not beat Toni. So I'm like,
Taya Valkyrie. I think.
Taya. Yeah. But I was like, but then they didn't do anything with her. And it's like, okay, you gave her all these opportunities, and then just what? And then she kind of was forgotten about a little bit. I know people are going to be like, this is too soon, guys. You're overreacting. I do overreact, but I feel like this is serious.
I respect it. She's like, I know what I'm cooking with, okay? I don't need you to tell me about me.
I know who I am, okay? I'm an overreactor.
Be who you are. This is a very meme show. And speaking of memes, let's get into this Jeff Jarrett promo and why Toni Khan is diabolical. At the beginning of this program tonight with me and Iridian, we were talking about the wild card and how I think it's going to be Hangman. This was another excellent Jeff Jarrett promo. It really shows whoever their videographer who's been doing this. Kudos to you. Like, you, graphic design was your passion. Video design was your passion. You said, I'm going to be the very best that no one ever was. You got people to like Jeffrey Jarrett. One J-E-double-F slap nuts. Everybody wants him to win. Who would have thought? Jeff Jarrett has a million people meddling in everything.
I don't know. I don't know about everybody. Because, I mean, I just liked him a little more. or I liked him a little, period. I don't
Not
know
you saying don't tournament. Get crazy. Not you Wait. Saying don't get crazy.
This promo was so beautifully made. And I feel like the reason that Jeff Jarrett has now connected with, you know, so many people is that we finally got a little bit of story. And you guys are going to be like, Iridian, what are you talking about? You should know the story because it's Jeff Jarrett. And he's been a wrestler for so long. You should know the history. I get it. But I also did not watch Jeff Jarrett when I was watching wrestling growing up. So when he was in AEW, I was like, okay, Jeff, like, sure. And now it's like, okay, I get it. He was great friends with Owen. Like, I got to see a little bit of him as a human. And I'm like, okay, I can connect with that. I see where this is going. So now I understand. And that's basically what people needed from him in AEW, was just something to connect to. And now we have that. But he's not winning this tournament, okay?
Oh, nah. Oh, nah. Oh, nah. Now, I am 5,000 years old. But I've not never in the history of me watching wrestling have ever seen Jeff Jarrett be a good guy ever, period. Ever, period, on life, ever. Like, this man had a good housekeeping match with China back in the day and still hit her with a guitar. So, you know, Jeff Jarrett's never been known to be a nice guy. So for Jeff Jarrett to be made, like, human, almost, it's like, aw. But again, it's... this is nasty work, because you're making, you're propping this man up for a drunk hangman to come in with a bottle, like, I've had it with everybody. Ah!
Yeah, that's crazy.
In front of his wife, in front of his hometown, in front of his countrymen.
Not in front of the countrymen.
It's the way Jeff Jarrett about to get beat up. It's going to be me in the stands.
I'm gonna need you. I'm gonna need you to selfie your whole reaction and send it to me while that's happening.
One of two things is gonna happen. I'm either gonna be like, not the elder abuse. I'm gonna be that guy who's like,
not the elder abuse.
Because I know what's gonna happen. Listen, I know what's gonna happen. Elder abuse.
That's so crazy.
Kamal said this, another super chat says, y'all not dyslexic. I had an edible. Bless. Bless. He means food, ladies and gentlemen.
Not the wink. And I'm so sorry you're watching us at our current state right now. Well,
I hope you had a good time. I hope you're having a great time.
I hope you're having a great time with us. Yeah.
We also got another super chat. Almost perfect. It's D-Stray-Feel.
D-Stray-Feel.
D-Stray-Feel. D-Stray-Feel. D-Stray-Feel.
Thank you for the super chat. We appreciate it, sir.
You are fantastic. Thank you, D-Stray. We had next this Toni Storm promo. First of all, not the grippers on glass for free, bro. Like,
that's crazy. They used to do that on Fear Factor.
Shut up.
They used to walk on glass on Fear Factor, and she had her toes in there. Okay? In there.
I've lived long enough to see people go from ill feet to feet to, yo, you gotta blur out them feet.
That's so crazy. Props to her. Do you think it was real glass?
I mean, ask Jack Perry. All right. I'm sorry, it was free. It was on the floor. The joke was on the floor, okay? She gives us, I don't know what this promo was. I got several different things. I wrote poetry. Snap, 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 snap.
Yes.
I was like, is this the monologue from Gladiator? Because I thought she was going to say, are you not entertained? And I was like, wait, is she reading the thing from the Statue of Liberty? Give us your poor, your broken? Or is that Ellis Island?
That's crazy. I didn't know they had writing at Statue of Liberty. No more. That's how you...
Pay attention to U.S. history, y'all. I don't know what she was saying, but I was like, she's letting us have it. I couldn't tell you what was in that promo, but I really thought she was gonna say, are you not entertained? I'm like, I'm entertained.
You wrote more than me. I said Toni Storm was standing on glass, all caps.
Not the grippers for free on TV.
And then I was like, I was like, is she only wearing the belt? What is happening here? They went up and I said, okay, she's in her gear. 10 out of 10. She had her hair done beautifully. I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. I genuinely don't, because I feel like Mariah is going to be the biggest factor in this match. Is she going to go with Mina? Is she going to go with Toni? She's got to do something. And this is really going to decide the fate of Toni Storm. So I'm a little scared for Toni.
Now, this is not a super chat, but I do want to bring this up. Mm-hmm. Her promo was in color tonight, too, which I did think was interesting now that you said that.
I didn't even notice that.
Oh, I didn't even notice that either.
My goodness, that is crazy. Oh my God. This is going to be such a good match. This is going to be so good.
I was sports entertained, but now I'm sports intrigued. I did. Now that you said that, I just noticed that, like, yeah, this promo wasn't colored because the grippers were red.
Goodbye. I was like, well, maybe they put it in color because they weren't going to be able to see that she was standing on glass. And people were like, well, those were rocks or something. But I don't know.
I mean, we can get old Toni Storm back. It's not like she hasn't wrestled with the, you know, I don't know the song. Please don't cook me.
Goodbye. Do you think, do you think she's coming back with her old theme music? And who do you think is Mariah just going to be dressed as Toni, or is she dressed as Mariah? I have so many questions.
You're sports intrigued too. And now we're sports confused.
Yes. Together.
I guess we'll have to find out tomorrow at Forbidden Door. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any more super chats, any more humper chats, get them in. We are coming up on the home stretch. We are going to do a quick blitz through the Forbidden Door card after this, but we are at the end match and then the end promo, and then we're out of here because it's hot. It's hot. The last match we had of the night is Mark Briscoe, Lio Rush, and Dante Martin versus Kanosuke Takeshita, El Phantasmo, and Jack Perry. Mm. Now, the first question was, is Jack Perry going to come out? Of course he did. Jack Perry really came in the way I used to go into my old job. I'm only here because I don't want to get fired. No, I don't want to say good morning to you. I do not care. I'm clocking in. I don't want to hang you. I don't want to hold your hand. I'm only here so I don't get fired. That was literally the whole, he was Marshawn Lynch. That's what that guy's name was. He was Marshawn Lynch the whole match. You want me to tag? That doesn't work for me, brother. You want to pin him? That doesn't work for me, brother. You want me to help? That doesn't work for me, brother. Stand on, no, that doesn't work for me, brother. He was a jerk this match.
That's crazy.
What did you think of this? What did you think of this match, Iridian?
I was excited to see Takeshita because I said, here we go. I know this man is going to give. He's going to serve in this match. And that he did. I guess my biggest takeaway from this match, I'm like, I need to see more of Takeshita versus Dante because the moments that they had in the ring together were incredible. And Dante's such a good wrestler. He's so athletic and such like a high flyer and just crazy in the ring. And Takeshita's like, stiff, like he's the same but stiff. So I'm like, I need to see that. That is amazing. And next thing you know, match was over. It was great, but Mark Briscoe was on top of a ladder, and I said, "What is going on? What's going on?"
The match ended. As soon as that match ended, madness, absolute madness.
Elbow clues.
And like you said, before I turned around, next I know Mark Briscoe hitting everybody, and then did a jump off a ladder. I'm like, just a second, that's tomorrow, baby. Wrong day, wrong day.
Wrong day, because Jack Perry was holding the title and then he was hitting people and then everyone was hitting each other with their moves. And I said, oh my goodness, what is happening? And then I was like, do we really only have 10 minutes for this match?
Also, Nigel McGuinness and Don Callis on commentary with only Excalibur. Somebody needs to bow. That was too much hate. Poor Excalibur. That was too much. I thought there was a third hater on commentary because these two were hating so much. I'm like, who's that third person? No, that's just Don Callis and Nigel McGuinness putting in overtime. They were hating hard this match.
They really were. They really were.
All right. I'm going to be real with y'all. I don't know what that this weigh-in was.
Okay, let's talk about this because you and I feel the same way. Why did there need to be a weigh-in for this match? I was very confused. And then I'm like, I get it. It's a big match, but then you should have a weigh-in for every championship match. What's so special about this one? Also, no shade to the men. It's not like they're huge men, okay? I don't care what they weigh. I don't care.
There's no weight. Unless you got a meat division. You know what? We had this weigh-in so we could get this super chat from Rafael Garcia. It says, I will say I looked too fast, and I thought I saw Waka Flocka and Swerve's entourage. Mm. But a great collision and our number one Ichiban ratings draws back. Riho, her song is a slapper. Her song is a bopper. It's a bopper.
It's really good. Yeah.
I mean,
I'm very confused. And then I was very confused. Like, Ospreay was down to his undies, but Swerve wasn't. And those shorts alone look like they weighed 3 pounds. So I don't know. I guess it just wasn't for me. I was getting Cody and a go-go flashbacks.
Oh my God. Listen, we don't talk about Cody Luther King like that. July 4th is about to come up, my brother.
Oh, it's about to be Cody's day, okay? It's technically Cody week.
Cody gets Black History Month and July 4th. I don't make the rules.
We just work here, okay?
I just work here.
That is insane.
I love wrestling.
Well, chat, how do you guys feel about the weigh-in? Because I felt it was unnecessary. I agree. I think it could have been like maybe this could have been the contract signing. That could have been a little bit more interesting because then you really would have had all of Don Callis, all Don Callis's family, and then you could have displayed the entourage more. What I will say was that that hidden blade, that Ospreay hit, that was beautiful. Beautiful. And I was watching a TikTok. I don't remember who exactly said it, but they were like, you know, AEW is the place where the best wrestle. And if you are the AEW champion, that should mean that you are the best wrestler in AEW. Mm-hmm. And no shade to Swerve, but when you put him in the ring with a guy like Will Ospreay, to me, it seems like Will Ospreay is the best wrestler. And he, I'm rooting for him tomorrow. I feel like he might not win, but Will Ospreay is incredible. Swerve is also incredible. But these two matched up, it's just like, I don't know.
No, I agree. I just want to get this super chat real quick that says, glad Dante is back. Told him ringside in Montreal. Come on, period. And we also got another one from Daniel who says, does Jarrett come back in his old double J gear? The one with the chest. Ooh, I don't know.
With the little gimmicks?
Not the little gimmicks. I think that if you really want to put over Swerve Strong tomorrow, you have him beat Will Ospreay, who just beat Daniel Bryanson. That's what I think. I think if you are really putting it all in on Swerve, who I think is a great champion, who I think a lot of people, I think when it comes to certain people, Swerve included, you want them to win. And once they win, Liv Morgan is another example of that, that I can think of in recent memory. Mm-hmm. You're like, I want you to win. Once they win,
mm-hmm. And I kind of see it in Bailey too. Like, you know, there's people who you really wanted to win, then and afterwards you're just like, oh, okay, you won it. It's okay. Like now we can move on to the next thing. I get it. I see what you're saying.
And I think if you're really going to be, no pun intended, all in on Swerve, you have him hold it until all in. Have Will Ospreay drop the belt to Daniel Garcia and have it be a clean one for one. Will Ospreay don't need to be no double champion. You have too many people in AEW right now. Too many good people who don't have a championship, Daniel Garcia being one of them. If you have Swerve beat Ospreay, I don't think it takes anything away from Ospreay. And it says you really trust Swerve, and I believe in that. If you have Garcia beat Ospreay, even if it's shenanigans, to me that says, yo, you see Garcia as the next guy. He's somebody that when Ospreay is your champion, he's a viable contender. When Ospreay is down and you need somebody else not to say that there's nobody else, but you need your next up-and-comer homegrown, that's the person you trust and believe in. I could see that. And then you have Ospreay winning in Wembley. And I don't think you take anything away from anybody there. You don't take away anything from anybody there. But I think it'd be a little premature to have Swerve lose here and then have this man be double champ. He just got here. How come he gets to come here and be double champ and Deonna got to come here and not be double champ? I'm just saying, make it fair.
We're talking about like all these championships of people getting another, you know, chance and stuff. Mercedes, she's going in there. She's got a chance to win. And I feel like she is going to win. She's going to be double champion. Like, there's so many championships.
How y'all got all these championships and it got the audacity, the nerve, the cheek, and the gall to have triple and double champions? You got a whole roster back there. No,
that's crazy.
Come outside, Anthony. I want to ask you a question. Can I ask you a question?
A few questions.
I was going to ask you two questions. What are you doing? Where's my meat division? I'll book it. Listen, every match is going to be meat. Like, Cressa, what are the notes? Meat. What are you talking about? The answer is meat.
Meat.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're gonna do a rapid fire rundown of the Forbidden Door card. Iridian, yeah. Are you ready?
I'm ready. I got my match cards up.
All right. Bam. Pre-show match. Chris Statlander and Momo Watabe versus Willow Nightingale and Tam Nakano. Who do you think is winning?
Oh, my God. I want to say it's probably going to be Chris. I want Willow to win, though. I'm a Willow girly through and through. Who do you think is going to win?
I think it's Willow and Tam. But if old girl wins, cheating. That's what I'm saying. Chris, she's cheating. She's cheating. Another pre-show match. L.I.J. Day Japan. Day, I hope I said it right. So that's Yoda Tushi, Titan, and Homoroso Takahashi versus the Lucha Bros, Penta and Rey, and Mystico. Who is your money on?
I am so ready to see Mystico and the Lucha Brothers. I think that's what I'm voting for.
Yay. We on it. Okay, Owen Hart Tournament Cup. Pre-show round, first, Mariah May versus Saraya. That's it. Jesus Christ, Cressa. Come on, get it together. Who do you think is winning?
Mariah's winning in 3 minutes.
I agree. I think some shenanigans, some buffoonery is about to be. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, Mariah May is definitely winning that one. Yep. We open up this is allegedly what the card is going to be. Ladder match for the vacant TNT Championship. Jack Perry versus Kenosuke Takeshita versus Mark Briscoe versus Dante Martin versus Leo Rush versus El Fantasmo. Who do you think is going to win and why is it Jack Perry?
Goodbye. I wasn't mad. I wasn't going to be mad if the Elite just handed that title to him. I do think he is going to win, but Takeshita is like right here. Like, I really want Takeshita to win. I feel like he's been snoozed on a lot. So hopefully it's Takeshita, but I think it's going to be Jack. And I'm not mad at it.
Takeshita might win, but the Elite are going to be like,
joke's on you, sir.
And Don Callis, your boss, I'm going to make a decision. We then have an Owen Hart Cup tournament first round match. Bryan Danielson versus Shingo Takagi.
BCC girly, let's go.
I want to see Dragon versus Dragon, Double Dragon. Y'all remember that cartoon? Am I old? Okay, work. Danielson's going to win that, but it's going to be a good match. That's going to be a good match. Trios match. The Learning Tree, oh, Chris Jericho.
We know who's in this match, okay?
Don't even finish reading it.
Chris Jericho's not winning this match. Samoa Joe has been waiting for weeks for this match. I know he's going to go in there and completely destroy. It's going to be hilarious.
Chris Jericho will have to go back to singing Judas. I'm excited for this match because Samoa Joe versus Jeff Cobb, me. Oh. All right, we got the Women's Championship. Toni Storm versus Mina Shirakawa.
I think Toni's keeping it. I think Toni's keeping it for now. And I do think that Mariah is going to help her win.
I agree. Mina, you about to get jobbed and you don't deserve this. Your own tag partner. She about to Marty Jannetty you. That's crazy.
Marty Jannetty.
Zack Sabre Jr. versus Orange Cassidy.
I think Zack Sabre Jr. is winning this.
Me too. And I think this is the straw that breaks. I think this is it.
And I feel so bad for Orange. He's really been put through the ringer. Okay, this man has not gone on vacation in months, and now he's got to fight Zack Sabre Jr. That's crazy.
I think this is the match Orange Cassidy's gonna make fucking had it. Like, I don't like this for him, but also
he's not coming out in shades. He's not putting his hands in his pockets. He's fighting tomorrow.
He's a different man now. That's a blood orange now. He mad. He big mad. We have MJF versus Hechicero.
Mm-hmm. Man, I feel like I really want Hechicero to win. I know MJF is going to win, but I really want Hechicero to win. And I feel like MJF is going to win, but like you said earlier, it's not going to be easy for him. Like, he's going to feel it. He's going to win, but not really.
Like, you going to win, but I guess. A win is a win is a win, but yeah, how's your arms feeling? How's your legs feeling?
He's not showing up in Chicago. He's taking that week off for sure.
He's showing up after 8 masseuses. He's going to the same doctor Kenny Omega had to go to afterwards. Like, bro, like, Hechicero gonna. All right, then we got the Elite, which is the Young Bucks and Kazuchika Okada versus the Acclaimed, Max Caster, Anthony Bowens, and
Hiroshi Tanahashi.
Thank you. My brain just said that.
Oh my goodness, I think the Elite are taking this one. I'm a little tired of the Acclaimed, And the elite, their bosses right now, they're going to be like, you are going to lay down because this is not it.
Yeah, I see. I see the elite winning this too. Go ahead.
Better question. Do we think Max Caster's rapping tomorrow?
I hope not. The intrusive thoughts came out. I'm sorry.
You think Matt and Nick are like, no, we cut your mics right from the back as soon as your music hit.
I vote that instead of Max Caster rapping, they play Say His Name and He Appears. I believe in Joe Hendry.
Okay, I'll up you one. Max does his rap and he mentions Joe Hendry. Joe Hendry shows up on Dynamite.
Get out. Yo, listen. You try to cut my mic and you say you didn't hear, but I'm going to say his name and on Dynamite, he's going to appear. That's free for you, Max. That's free for you, Maxwell. Maximilian, that's free. I want my royalties. That's not free. That's not free.
That's not free. You better charge.
That's not free. I reneged. That's not free. Okay. And at that point, Joe Hendry got to show up. I booked 2 weeks for you guys.
That's crazy. That's so crazy. And then Samoa Joe also shows up and he's like, I'm here. You said my name.
You said you believe in Joe. We said Joe Hendry. Not Samoa Joe. Joe's like, you know, I'm a little deaf. You got to come a little closer. I won't be doing that, Samosif. I won't be doing that. All right. Next, we got the TBS and the New Japan World Strong Championship. Winner take all, Mercedes Moné versus Stephanie Vakir.
I think Stephanie is going to put a great match on, but I think they're going to give it to Mercedes and she's going to leave with both titles.
Oh, I agree. So. That tomorrow is going to blow up. Now, it is our blood as New Yorkers to boo people from Boston, but I don't think Mercedes is getting booed tomorrow at all. Mm. I don't think that's happening. Yeah, so. All right. Mercedes double champ. We got the IWGP World Heavyweight Champion, John Moxley versus Tetsuya Naito.
I think Naito might take this one.
I think so too. I'm not going to hold you.
Yeah, I feel like it's only right. You know, John took that championship from him. So now that he's had a run with it, I feel like they might just give it back to Naito. And I feel like there's going to be blood.
I mean, it's a... Already. So much blood. This is a John Moxley match. Moxley come down to the ring, he just bleeding. Not my cat turning up. She's like, all right, next program. I'm hungry. It's cat food time. Next program. All right, we got one more match. Relax. Then we got our main event, AEW World Championship, Swerve Strickland versus Will Ospreay.
I think Swerve's keeping it. Though I would want Will to win, but yeah, I think, you know, like we said earlier, I think Swerve keeping it all the way to All In, All Out, you could pull that storyline, especially if Hangman's coming back. Hangman's coming back for that title.
Oh, he definitely. Hangman's been drinking again. Remember last time Hangman was drinking? I remember last time Hangman was drinking. He said, I gotta kick this juice. I'm not a good person on this. I gotta go.
Hangman was out here drinking people's blood. Do you remember?
I remember. He said, I got to do a shot of blood and a shot of...
That's so crazy.
Yeah, I think Swerve retains. There is so much storyline. Yeah. And I could see them putting it on Will. But I don't like that.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like if they put it on Will, I can't see where they would go from there.
Yeah.
In terms of story. But if they keep it on Swerve, I do see it going somewhere. So I think Swerve, yeah.
If Swerve loses, it's literally Hangman. It is literally Hangman. Yeah. Literally Hangman has to have, like, some Brian Pillman, I got your mom. Like, you better come to the back right now. Like, it's Hangman.
They're going to be in canoodles with Don Callis. And, like, he's going to be like, all right, you know, the Don Callis family is also going to help. I got you. Like, that's crazy.
And you know, Christian Cage love talk about people's dads.
Oh my God.
Welp, that's it, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks. I hope you guys had a fantastic collision hanging out with me and Iridian. And if you want to hang out with Iridian more, Iridian, where can the people on the internet find you?
head over to my YouTube channel, Rest Friends. That's W-R-E-S-T Friends. My latest interview was with Tony Khan. So make sure you guys go and check that out. He was 10 out of 10, fantastic. And I also got a chance to speak with Sky Blue and Kyle Fletcher. And they were just so beautiful. The cutest couple. Love them, 10 out of 10. So go and check out those interviews on Rest Friends on YouTube. And you can follow me, of course, on all social media, Iridian underscore Fierro. Cresta, where can our beautiful, beautiful Fightful fam find you? You do so much. Let them know where you're at.
I'm in my house. I'm in Sean's house, actually, as you see. No, tomorrow, if you guys are at Forbidden Door, you know me, I got purple hair. My hair is in rollers right now. That's why you got Auntie Cresta or Cresta, who's your mom, coming to pick you up from school because the principal called and I'm already upset. You can find me over on Twitter at Cresta the Star. There's a link tree in my bio. I have all of our Collision post shows in there. I have all of the TNA post shows in there. I've got a YouTube Cresta Star. I've got an Instagram Cresta Star, a TikTok Cresta Star. I'm trying to get verified on TikTok. And I'm at 89,000 or 87, something around that. And I just need like 20 more thousand of you guys. That's stuff. I don't know. It's math. Cresta the Star on Twitter. Also, guys, don't forget to subscribe to Patreon. Fightful Select, the best $5 in the business. We've got mailbags. Ask Sean Rossap, Grapsity, so many great things. And you're going to get it from other sources aggregated anyway. Why not get it from the sauce? Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for hanging out with us. This has been the Two Women Power Trip. I just busted my top, so we're done. We're having a good evening. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Bye.
Find all your 4th of July needs at low prices, all in the Kroger app. Get USDA Choice bone-in tender ribeye steaks for $7.99 a pound with a digital coupon. Limit 5, then buy 2, get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.